Right, end of the day, we bumped into Sean Simpson. Sean, okay ride, considering the weather and bits and bobs?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's another consistent weekend. I went 8-8 for 8th overall. It was always going to be hard to back up how I rode in Sweden.
Yeah.
I've really enjoyed the track in Sweden every time I've went. I've rode good there, and I got two solid starts and, you know, just missed the podium, which was disappointing. But coming into this weekend, I've not really enjoyed the track so much when I've been here before. But no excuses. Yesterday I got out to a good start in a heat race, managed to finish 6th. And today, second moto, I was actually running up in 3rd, pressurising Pollen for 2nd. So there's a load of positives to take. I think, you know, this is my best result here ever, I think. So I think I've got to take that away and just say that, you know, the next GP is coming up. Russia, no one knows how that's going to be. But I think after that, you know, there's a few good GPs for me. So I'm looking to end the year strong.
So what goes through your head then when you're, like you say, was it you were chasing Pollen and then you sort of, is it just speed they go away or what is it?
To be honest, it's just keeping your rhythm, especially when the track was as rough and as technical as it was this afternoon. You know, it's quite difficult, especially when there's lots of lines, but there's only really one main line. And if you get, you know, when you get right on his rear wheel, you start getting roosted, you start making mistakes, you start going in some of the slop, and then your goggles are starting to thing up. And then before you know it, there's guys like hounding then your rear wheel, especially in MX1, where there's probably like a train of about 5 guys behind you. So it's just rhythm and trying to keep, you know, keep it smooth. And the best way to do it is catch someone up and pass them within a lap. You know, I didn't make that happen. And then I started getting, you know, a little bit swallowed up by the guys behind me, which was disappointing. But, you know, I think it's only my 2nd time riding the Rinaldi bike, even during the week.
So a lot of difference from the other one?
I think the main difference is the engine. It's getting me out of the gate. It's really smooth and the power is really usable. So, you know, I'm enjoying riding it. And I think, you know, with a bit more seat time, I think I should be, you know, up there consistently, let's say.
Do you have the same bike at home then? To practice on, or is it slightly different?
At the moment, no, because you know, logistically things have been a bit difficult coming from Sweden. A lot of the teams has come from Sweden directly here, so at the moment I've still just got my usual practice bike, which was supplied by Steve Dixon, you know, earlier this year. So we're maybe looking to try and change things so that I'm riding, you know, what I am at GPs in the week as well. So
because obviously when you turn up on the Saturday and you get on that bike and there's quite a lot of difference then in the engine, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly. I think
change your style slightly, or
yeah, you do, because you know my other bike, the power is, it comes in with quite a snap. So with this bike, you have to be a lot more smoother and you know use the power differently. So you know, in some ways, it can be easier on the rider, and you know, it's getting me out the gate really nice. So I think you know, once we get them like little things sorted out, and you know, we can definitely finish the season off, you know, good. So
and that second moto, obviously you went out second. The rain, what did you think? What was going through your head then? Because it absolutely pissed down.
Yeah, to be fair, I think us MX1 boys got it quite easy this weekend. Warm up this morning was wet, but the MX2 guys kind of cleared most of that off. Our MX1 race 1 was pretty good. Conditions were really nice. And then MX1 race 2, after the big rainstorm,
it was all right, yeah.
The MX2 guys again had sort of cleared the track, and there was quite a nice dry line. So I'm not saying it was easy, I'm not saying it was in perfect shape, but I think, you know, the MX2 boys had the real tough weekend. But, you know, we got them extra CCs to carry, and, you know, it was definitely hard work, so it was good fun.
And now on to Russia. You've got a long drive leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to road trip it to Russia. I think a lot of the guys are flying, or a majority of the guys are flying, but it's a good, they're saying, 7 or 8 hour trip from the airport in a hire car, just because of the roads being so bad and the traffic. So, and then once you're there, you know, I think it's nice to have your own food, your own sleeping accommodation at the track. So I've decided to do it this way, and hopefully it pays off, and we'll see how it goes. Nice road trip.
Good luck.
Thank you.